Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
The Washington Commanders get their franchise quarterback but fail to move up to protect him. We'll talk about it right now. Let's go. Greetings and salutations, and welcome to Ref the District's day one of the NFL 2024 draft kind of breakdown reaction. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels is a Washington Commander, but there's nobody right now to protect him on the left side, at least not a first rounder. We'll get to the rest of the draft, but I think it's important for us to look at Jaden Daniels' selection and also Washington not being able to move back up into the first. Now, it takes two to tango, Stoner, so that's sure important for people to know when it gets there, because I'm sure people's already kind of getting to the comment sections like nobody wanted to trade up with them. We understand that.
Get it.
But we're gonna talk about all of that stuff within the confines of day one of the NFL draft. I'm Nathan Perry. That's the Stoner here on the Believe Network. And we're excited to bring all the good content for you. So make sure wherever you're listening to this, that you leave us a rating and review. If it's audio, if it's right here on YouTube, make sure you hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. By the end of, you know, by the end of all people's mock drafts, Jaden Daniels was the odds on favorite sure for Washington to select. And right now we're starting to hear that JJ McCarthy was actually the number two target for them at two, not Drake May, which we'll also talk about here. But Jaden Daniels is a Commander.
Yeah.
And Stoner, I know you're over the moon about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was an A-plus pick in my mind. It was a grand slam. It was a hat trick. It was a give me another, oh yeah, three-pointer at the buzzer. Give me all the sports cliches in terms of what the Commanders did here at pick number two. Listen, we tried to overthink it too much as we went from the end of the season until the actual draft in terms of what we're looking for in a quarterback. Jaden Daniels has everything, Nathan. He has everything that you could possibly ask for in a franchise quarterback. And there was no doubt that Adam Peters did, and his staff did, tons of work looking at all the different quarterbacks and talking and research and all that. But all along, it was Jaden Daniels, and something big would have had to happen for them to get away from Jaden Daniels. But this is an A-plus, an absolute home run pick with Jaden Daniels at number two.
Yeah, and I know I was in the JJ camp, but I had said that I'll be happy with any of the three. And I've called Jaden Daniels both the most electric player in the draft, the most exciting player in the draft. I've said that he's got a strong chance to become offensive rookie of the year. His floor is so high because of that running ability. And he throws a pretty deep ball to boot, right? And I think that there's a lot going on here. And it's not to say that there's not concerns, right? Like I'm very vocal about the pressure to sack ratio and his scramble rate. The scrambles look good, Stoner, when they're getting you 15 yards. Because I say it time and time again, yards are yards. I don't care if it's 10 yards in the air or 10 yards on the ground, get that first down. Now, the scrambles that don't look good or when you're scrambling for 2 yards on a third and eight, right? And so I think when he moves to the NFL, we're going to see probably a little more of that. But it's up to this coaching staff to really coach him up and work on those things. And his pressure to sack ratio, his senior year, his Heisman year was only just off the rate that you really want it to be, which is at 20%, or you want it to be under 20%. He was at 20.2. And so I feel like these concerns, you know, we have hope and we have excitement. And again, I know the Maniacs are really upset with this pick. They wanted their guy. And a lot of them are now even more concerned with this news that JJ McCarthy was over Drake May, because they don't hear it as like, hey, their guy was not going to be the guy. They hear it as, I don't trust these evaluators. And we talked about that in our last flagship show, like how far are people willing to trust them? And some of them, some people are already off Adam Peters and what he's doing. Yeah, now, I know you were a little frustrated with Adam Peters because you really expected Washington to move back up into the first round and get an offensive tackle. That didn't happen. And now we're kind of looking at, is there a third round pick that we're going to talk about in another video of the guy? Are we going to get somebody out of vet? It seems like that position was neglected and they didn't do enough to secure the left side of the line.
Yeah, and I wasn't specifically mad that they didn't move back into the first round, because my sort of worry about all of this that was going on with the line goes back further than that, is a deeper concern that I have, and that it wasn't addressed from free agency on. And I'm going to use that statistic that you were talking about, Nathan. When you look at Jaden Daniels and you look at regular stats, you look at advanced stats, you look at analytics, you listen to the scouts, you read everything. Everything on him says that he has the ability to be a franchise quarterback. And there was one concern, and really only one concern, and that was his pressure to sack ratio, in which if you look at it, Nathan, that is, in terms of those who have had those high ratios, that is a fail for everybody who has been up there. Mm-hmm. Nobody has been able to overcome that issue and become a franchise quarterback. And so he's going to be the first one, if he does, to ever sort of get over that hump in terms of that ratio. Knowing that, this organization decided that at this point anyway, that Cornelius Lucas is going to be the left tackle to protect the blind side of your franchise quarterback. And if there's anything that the team can do to help Jaden Daniels with this pressure to sack ratio, is to have a line to protect him. I understand that there are still plenty of time before training camp starts. Mm-hmm. But at this point, Nathan, at this point, now what you're doing is you're just hoping somebody is available. You are playing catch up. You are no longer on the attack in terms of building that line from the left tackle in. And that's, to me, that's not the proper way to go about it. So you're hoping another team lets go of a starting caliber left tackle. That's not a great plan to me. You're hoping that's your strategy at this point. It's either Cornelius Lucas or you hope somebody shakes free.
You know, Brandon Coleman might have a shot there, and we'll talk again about him in another video, but maybe. Yeah, it might be a rookie. It might be an NFL journeyman. It's not going to be one of the top tackles in this draft after Washington was unable. Now, by all reports, they were trying to call up, and they were calling up, and they were trying to move up, and they were trying to sit there and get a spot. In fact, I believe it was Jordan Reed called it the worst kept secret that Washington is looking to be moving back up into the first. Yeah. And if you looked at the odds, you probably would have made some good money had they done so, because you bet on that. In fact, you can go over to Bet Online and use the code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Draft is over. Over and unders are starting already on the NFL season. But if you want something more recent, you can look at NBA action, NHL action. Unfortunately, our Caps are out of the playoffs, so bet against the Rangers. Mm-hmm. For the rest of the way, all of your wagering information is going to be right at your fingertips, either online or right on your mobile phone. Again, use the code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm looking, Stoner, at the first round, and it seemed like every opportunity Washington might have had to move up, they're just like there was somebody taking an offensive tackle, or there was somebody not moving out of that spot. It ended up being a very weird first round when you look at the fact that Bo Nix went at 12.
Sure,
there wasn't even a defensive player taken until the 15th pick.
Amazing.
With the Indianapolis Colts. And so it was just crazy. I mean, you have Michael Penix Jr. going at 8. Minnesota just had to move up one spot to get J.J. McCarthy when a lot of people expected them to be moving up to 4 or 5 to do so. Ended up not being the case. And so Jaden Daniels, slam dunk there, right? Heisman electric, you know, player, you know, take, as Coach DQ says, takes the souls out of the defense, which, you know, something as a Gator fan, that's the game he mentioned.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels mentioned that game specifically. That's what it's going to look like. But then there was no way to move up. I mean, your division rival even got in the action by taking probably the last tackle that Washington had an opportunity with, which was Tyler Guyton.
Which was at what pick?
Which was at pick 29. But Dallas wasn't really willing to move out of that spot at that point. And
okay, so go to 28.
28 would have been Kansas City, who moved up to take Xavier Worthy.
True.
Arizona Cardinals took Darius Robinson before that.
Yeah. I mean, Nathan, it's not a criticism of the draft itself. Because the way it played out, you did have that run of offensive tackles. There are only so many guys that you are willing to give up draft capital for, and there's only so much draft capital that you're willing to give up to move into a first round, and none of that materialized, and you have to have a trade partner. I totally understand all that. But when the smoke clears at the end of the day, and you look what happened from day one of free agency, when Washington had the most money to spend, number one, they had the most cap space to spend. Number two, they had the most valued draft picks in the entire draft out of any team when you consider how high the numbers were when they started off with the first 2 seconds, 3/3, and so on. And it only got better as they did a couple of trades. And then when the smoke clears, Nathan, they're sitting there with no left tackle or with Cornelius Lucas as the left tackle. And you've got a franchise quarterback who has a slight frame, who has a horrific sack to pressure or pressure to sack ratio. And you add all that up and I'm thinking, this is not going to work.
Not a recipe for success.
It's not a recipe for success, But having said that, Nathan, I don't want to kind of get too far off of where they, what they did in that first round in general, with just taking, as you mentioned, the most electric, the best, the most pro ready quarterback after Caleb Williams of those that were available. And so I love, that's an A plus pick, and I'm not going to grade them down based on what they did not do. Right. So I'm not going to say, well, they didn't move back into the first round and get an offensive tackle for the future. So I'm not going to grade down. So I'm going to stick with this first round grade as an absolute home run grand slam, A plus pick with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. I said it was hard to argue, right? I mean, he has everything teams salivate over. In fact, there are people, Ben Albright and others, have talked about how more teams probably had Jaden Daniels as QB1 than they did as QB3.
Yep.
So, and Washington might have been one. In fact, Adam Peters talked about that, saying he was number one on our board. They usually say those kind of things, like, sure, oh, they're at the top of my board because that's the player you took. You're not going to say, oh, you know, he's our fifth option, but we, you know, we went with it.
But I believe him. I believe him when he says
that. 100%. They were excited to get Jaden Daniels here in Washington. They like what they saw. And if you're looking at the highlight tapes, there is a lot of it and a lot to be excited about in Washington. Right now, I want to stress that part for the maniacs, because I know they're out there. I know they're watching this, wanting to break down Jaden Daniels. Right now is the time to be hopeful that he is going to be the exception. Right now, it's time to be hopeful. Don't wish, you know, if you're sitting there worried about the slight frame and injury concerns and the pressure to sack ratio, now's not the time to worry about that.
Yeah.
Right. Now's the time to be hopeful. Once we start get to camp and we hear about him throwing 5 interceptions in camp, then you can go ahead and start bringing up some of those worries again. Right. But right now, we have all the hope in the world that this is going to be the 2012 season over again, minus that injury, where it was the most exciting time for a lot of our Washington fan base. You know, I'm 38 years old, and that still remains one of the best seasons in my life as like an adult, as something I can remember, right? The last time Washington won a Super Bowl, I was 6 years old. The last time they won a Super Bowl, Stoner, you weren't even a fan of the team yet.
I was not.
And so for a lot of us, I feel like bringing back at least that, and I talked with a longtime viewer of the channel, Yam, over Twitter on this one. You know, he jokingly had asked, hey, can we play the Saints week 1? And I said, let's make new memories. Let's make this as exciting as 2012, but let's make this better than 2012. Let's make this something we can sustain for years. And that's what I want in Washington. That's what I want the maniacs, the McCarthyites, the trade back crew, because there was quite a few of them. There was my EP wanted to take a tackle and then find a quarterback some other time. This is the time we need to be excited, and then we'll get to reality when the games start.
Agreed. So. Agreed. I I'm just that, Nathan. I am super excited about this season coming up. I can't wait for training camp to start, for him to go out, get out there and start throwing it to McLaurin and Dotson and McCaffrey and Diami and B Rob and Eckler and all those guys. And I'm excited about what's going to transpire, not just in 2024. A lot of moves were made for the future, and so that part I'm really excited about as well.
All right. Well, let us know A's around the board here for Ref the District. Let us know what you're going to grade this first round Jaden Daniels pick in the comment section if you're watching this on YouTube. I'm Nathan Perry. That's the Stoner. We presented by Bet Online. And until next time,
A plus draft. A plus.
Be a fan.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus chews.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.